day with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
It's time for the Spirit and Truth broadcast, sponsored by the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. Address all correspondence to Brother David Spakes, 1050 Rome Street, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748. And here's your evangelist, Brother David.
If you have a physical or a spiritual need today, you can call 882-7360. Or if you feel the Spirit of the Lord is urging you to give and to satisfy the needs of the people who may call in, you can call 882-7360. When a need comes in, or when people call in, say that they would like to give to the needy, I try and match up the names of those people who have with those who have not. And hopefully, when both people come together, then those things that the person has need of can be delivered to them. I was talking to Uncle Jody this morning, and we talked about the ministry here that's been going on. And he thought it was a good idea if I would stress that point, that I wish that none of the things that people donate would pass through my hands. If it were left up to me, I would just like to hear reports about people receiving the things that they have need, and just my home phone being a contact point between those people who wanted to give and those people who needed to receive. And I know if people begin to give unto the needy and stop giving unto ministries that just dead end, I know that the people on the receiving end and people on the giving end would both receive a blessing. And people like me who try and match up the needs just out of a heart of love and out of a heart of caring for the people of this county would receive those spiritual blessings just as the givers and the receivers would also. This morning I was teaching on how it is the responsibility of the people in the congregation to listen and to receive what the preacher is saying when he preaches. Now, it doesn't do any good unless the person that receives the words of the Lord puts them into action into his or her own life. And that's one reason why, you know, this ministry has been set up, is so people who hear the word and they know that it's God's will for them to give unto the needy and unto the poor, as that's what Jesus said over and over again in the Gospels. If people would put that word into action and be a doer of the word. And I believe that a lot of the needs that are being felt in the county right now as a result of the shutdowns, a lot of the plants and stuff, I believe that if people would do as Jesus said and gave where there's a need, that a lot of these needs could be satisfied and people could be blessed all the way around. But tonight we're going to be talking about doing the Word, how important it is to do the Word. I mean, it's a difficult enough task to go to church every Sunday and be prepared to receive the Word. But once you have it in your heart, and once you have it deep down inside, you got to put that Word into action, and you've got to get things moving in your life. The Bible says that faith without works is dead, and when you receive the Word and you hear the commandments of the Lord, those commandments still apply today and still apply to Christians today. And it's very important for Christians to do the words that of the Lord. So let's turn to James chapter 1, and we'll begin reading in verse 19. Wherefore, my brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. That's an important verse right there, just to start out with, because if you're swift to hear and slow to speak, that means you've got your ears open and your mouth closed, and you're able to receive the word. And you need to be slow to wrath, because sometimes the Bible is like a two-edged sword, and it cuts. And sometimes the flesh wants to lash back out and to get back at whoever's talking. But here the Bible says, be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Because when you let that word soak in, it'll begin to move in your life, and it'll begin to stir up your heart to follow after the Lord. There in verse 20 it says, for the wrath of man worketh not righteousness of God. You have to let God come in and give God time to work in your life before you start stirring yourself up. Verse 21, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. The Word, my friend, is able to save your souls, and it's able to save every person that's under the sound of my voice, every person on the street, every person that's ever walked on the face of the earth. The Lord is able to save through His Word. If people would only receive it when they hear it, and they would act upon it, and they would have active faith, and not just a kind of faith, well, yeah, I believe it, but an active faith. That when a person hears that there is a time coming that they're going to be judged for their works, that they're going to start straightening their lives up. That's active faith. That's putting the words to work. Now, in verse 22, it says, "Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self." And I've spoken on this before, how if a person hears about salvation and doesn't do anything about it, they know it's there, they might believe in it, but if they don't offer up a prayer unto the Lord and say that they're going to commit themselves to God and ask Jesus to be their Savior, it doesn't do any good if they hear it and they don't act upon it. Verse 23, "But if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in the glass. For he beholdeth himself, and he goeth away, and straightway forgetteth what manner he was." This is one very important reason why a person needs to act upon the word. Here it says, if you're a hearer of the word and you're not a doer, then you're like a person standing in front of a mirror. And when you go away, you forget what your face looks like. I know what I look in the mirror in the morning, and I look into my baggy eyes, and I look at my face, and when I leave, you know, I don't remember, where the blemishes were. I'll go back and, like, I'll try to shave in the morning. I look in the mirror, and if I'm not looking in the mirror, I don't know where my whiskers are, because it doesn't take but just a second to forget what my face looks like. And here the Bible says you've got to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, or it won't be long till it'll be like when you start looking away and you don't do the word that's come unto you, that you'll forget everything about it. You'll forget even what the preacher says of a morning. I remember going to church before the Lord taught me this. I remember going to church, and by the time I got out the door, I didn't even remember what the preacher was talking about. I didn't even remember the title of his sermon. I didn't remember nothing about it. It got that bad. And I know that there's probably people out there that might have noticed that, and they're concerned, as I was, about their spiritual walk with God. Now, how do you get over that problem? How do you overcome that barrier? How do I keep the words with me? Bible says, "Be ye a doer of the word, and not a hearer only." Because if you're just a hearer only, you're deceiving yourself. Verse 25, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of this work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain." My friend, if you seem to be religious, or you know somebody that seems to be religious, but they don't hold that word in their heart, they bridle not their tongue, they don't refrain from saying things of the world and saying things that will hurt people. Bible says that the tongue it divides poison and it shoots poison out. The tongue is a very naughty member of the body. It's one of the last ones that will come in line with the word. And if a person does not bridle that tongue and doesn't bring it under control, the tongue can destroy, my friend. The Bible says that in the tongue there's a power like poison that can go out and can destroy. But here, if a man seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, that man's religion is vain, my friends. It's vain. It doesn't do any good. If something is in vain, if you're doing something in vain, it's not doing any good, my friend. If you go out here and you want to chop down a tree, and you take a little butter knife and sit there and hit it, and no wood chips are coming off, and you're not hitting it very hard, what you're doing is in vain, my friend, because that tree will never fall if you try and hack it with a little butter knife. But if you take a big axe to it, and you chop that tree and chop that tree, my friend, it's going to fall. And here, the Bible says if you're not a doer of the word, you're just a hearer only. You're just like that one that's trying to chop down a tree with a butter knife. You're not going to do it, my friend. The Bible says that man's religion is vain if he doesn't act upon the word that he receives. So now, let's turn over to Proverbs chapter 2, and we'll start with verse 1. This is a beautiful a verse from Proverbs that I love to read. It's very inspiring. "My son, if thou wilt receive my words, and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest her as for hid treasures, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walketh uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment, and preserveth the way of his saints. Then thou shalt understand righteousness, and judgment, and equity, yea, every good path. The Bible says that we walk a very narrow path, that straight is the way, and narrow is the path that leadeth unto life. My friend, if we're going to walk that straight and narrow way, my friend, we've got to know about that path, and we've got to understand that path that we walk, or otherwise we'll step right off the path. We'll get lost in the underbrush, or we'll get back in the broad way that leads to destruction, my friends. It's a narrow way that we walk. And here the Bible says that we can understand righteousness. We can understand judgment and equity and every good path. We can understand this path we walk if, what do we do? If we receive, verse 1 says, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee. Why is it important to hide the commandments, to bring them in close? Because as I was reading this morning, if you're like stony ground, or if you're not good ground, if you don't receive the word when the sower sows the word, then the Bible says that Satan will come and take that word away. He'll steal it from you. And so the Bible says here, hide my commandments with thee. Bring them in close. Put them in your heart. If thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with me, so that thou incline thine ear to wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. If you apply your life to the word, my friend, your life will come in line with the word, and you will find a closer walk with God. If you apply your heart to understanding and criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, the Bible says that in the last days men will have itching ears. They'll want to hear certain things. But if you're out there and you're true in your heart that you want to serve God, my friend, you've got to cry for knowledge and lift up your voice. Tell him you want some understanding. And it says, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. My friend, if you want the knowledge of God to know how you should conduct your life, how you can possibly live this life that the Lord has called you into, how can I do it? The Bible says, receive my words, hide the commandments with me, and incline thine ear to wisdom, and apply thy heart to understanding. Be ye a doer of the word, and not a hearer only. My friend, it's about time for me to leave. Now, let me make a few announcements. You're invited to come to the Free Pentecostal Church, where Arthur York Jr. is the pastor. Now, tonight, the Admirations from Rockwood will be coming for this month's gospel singing service. And we have it the first Saturday of every month, and it begins at 7 o'clock, and you're invited to come. Tomorrow morning, the regular Sunday morning service will be at 11 a.m., and starting tomorrow night until the Lord says stop, we're going to be holding revival services every night this week at 7 o'clock. I think there's going to be a different speaker each night, but again, let me invite you to come. Now, that's going to be every night at 7 p.m. until the Lord says whoa. And the church is located near downtown Harriman behind the Robo Car Wash. The Robo Car Wash is right on the main street of town, and if you look up on the hill behind it, that you'll see it's a block building with a small steeple, building on the top. That is the church, and if you can come, my friend, I would encourage you to come tonight and enjoy this night of praise and fellowship. I just can't wait to get over there myself. That's where I'm heading right as soon as I leave here tonight. But you're invited to come to the singing tonight and to the revival all next week. Don't forget to listen to the radio broadcast next Saturday morning at 11:15. And, of course, the evening broadcast is always on at 6 o'clock in the evening. Well, as I remind the listeners every week, let me remind you again to keep in mind John chapter 4, verse 24, which says, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
This has been the Spirit and Truth broadcast, sponsored by the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. Address all correspondence to Brother David Spates, 1050 Rome Street, Herman, Tennessee, 37748.